I just want to, for our viewers, read this part of the Constitution. Article 1, Section 7 of the U.S. Constitution says, every bill which shall have passed the House of Representatives and the Senate shall, before it becomes a law, be presented to the President of the United States. If he approve, he shall sign it, but if not, he shall return it. So, doesn't say specifically he's got to be there, and now we've got some video of these auto pens which mimic a person's signature.
Well, obviously the framers could not have foreseen an auto pen, but actually the issue of people being able to sign for you goes back before the creation of our republic. In fact, one of the earliest cases is the Lord Lovelace case. It's less racy than it sounds. In 1632, starting with those cases, the courts have allowed other people to sign for clients or other attorneys. And that is done routinely. I have colleagues that have signed briefs for me if I'm out of town. With a president, it's obviously more problematic. The assumption of the framers is that the president would physically sign. And in fact, that's the best practice. This is, in fact, a worrisome trend. You know, there's a sort of Max Headroom effect of the presidency, of having presidents that speak off teleprompters and now sign bills virtually. There is a danger of being too detached and perhaps less accountable. The greatest danger is if a president has lost some capacity, as were the suggestions with Ronald Reagan at the end of his last term. There's a concern that you could have staffers who are directing signatures and the president becoming too detached from his official conduct.
Sure, but if a president becomes incapacitated, there's a constitutional way to hand over power. So it's sort of not the same thing. You mean if someone wanted to sort of pretend that the president was still in power, they could be signing things?
Well, not just that, but I mean, if the president is losing capacity, if you have staffers that have the ability just to get his assent and sign bill after right. bill after bill, there's a certain danger to that. They're the best practice to have the president actually sign the bill in front of him to be connected, to understand what he's doing. But that's obviously a remote danger, particularly today when presidents are subject to such transparency.
Right.
So the answer is that a court would probably uphold the use of an auto pen, even if most judges would not look at it favorably. It is not a good practice.
Right. Well, this was an important act that was about to expire, and they saw the necessity to do this. Did he give his opponents, is it enough of an opening for his opponents to go to court?
I don't think so, and I wouldn't expect to see the auto pen brought in front of a committee and ask, you know, what did you know and when did you know it? This is not going to be a very good dog to have in the fight if you're trying to attack the president. For civil libertarians upset about the Patriot Act, it was an all too telling moment. You know, this bill was
more perception than any actual constitutional problems.
I think constitutionally it is better than it is politically.